This is Rhema for today.
When you become offended, you get stuck right there. That's it. There's no more going forward. In fact, you start to go backwards. And we need to understand, we need to deal with Satan's offense.
You're listening to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. Later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's radio offer. Tomorrow is the last day. Right now, let's join Kenneth Hagin with his teaching, Avoiding the Trap of Offense.
Well, I want to continue talking about what I started last week. How many of you know what I talked about last week? Offense. And, you know, the scripture we read last week was Luke 17:1. Then he said to the disciples, impossible that no offense should come, but woe to him through whom they do come. He said, I want you to notice that he said, it's impossible that no offense should come. And actually, as we look at this verse then, and we can understand that Satan's offense will come your way. And I need to ask you a question. Do you have a good defense to keep him from winning in your life? You know, I guess if I have a title for this one this morning, it's called Build a Good Defense Against Satan's Offense. Now, in any sport, football, basketball, you've got to have, baseball even, you've got to have a good defense. You can have all the offense you want, but if you don't have a good defense, you're not going to win. Hello? And, you know, in football, a good defense is necessary. And a good defense, most of the time, will win. And you're going to win in life if you have a defense against Satan's offenses. And, you know, if you can hold against an offense, then you can start going towards scoring yourself. But when you can't hold against an offense, then all of a sudden you're going in the wrong direction. And Satan will take over. You see, Satan, you know, sometimes I use sports, but it's a good illustration. You know, on the football field, you have your goal here and the opponent's goal here, and you're trying to score here and they're trying to score there. And you have to have both offense and defense. But we're talking about, that's offense. We're talking about offenses. In other words, somebody has offended you. And the Word of God says they're going to come. And those is what keeps you from winning in life. You know, as we begin to look at this, you see, the devil will send somebody across our path who is offended. They have been offended so long that they're hateful and mean, and they begin to tell us what somebody done to them, and then we pick up their offense. And when we pick up their offense, then we ourselves become offended, and therefore God can't operate in our lives. You see, as you begin to look into this, we'll see people come across that will begin to offend us personally. They will say things about us. They will say things that are not true about us. They will talk about you. But when you become offended, you get stuck right there. That's it. There's no more going forward. In fact, you start to go backwards. And we need to understand, we need to deal with Satan's offenses. We need to build a good defense against Satan's offense. Now, in Mark chapter 4, verse number 16, he says, these likewise are the ones sown on stony ground, who when they hear the word immediately receive it with gladness, and they have no root in themselves, and so endure only for a time. Now here we see a certain kind of people, and this kind of people, they are prone to be offended. And these people hear the word with gladness, and for a period of time they're all right. But the preacher says something that they don't like. Somebody doesn't speak to them at church, or something else happens, and these people become offended. I don't know how many times that I have gotten phone calls or letters stating, well, the pastor didn't speak to me this week. Is he mad at me? And I was highly offended that he didn't speak to me. Well, I go to the door to shake hands with people all the time. And as everybody's going out the door, I'm trying to shake everybody's hand. I don't have time to stop and to speak personally to everybody that goes out the door. I can shake their hand and say hi. Or maybe I come out from here and I'm going up the aisle to see an usher or somebody. I've got something on my mind. And as I walk by, I just go on by. And, you know, somebody said, well, the pastor walked by me and didn't even say anything to me. You know what? I probably didn't see you because my mind was set on catching a certain person before they got out the door or something, you know. But people get offended. When they get offended, they are like these people. They receive the word. They dance. They shout. They have a good time for a season. But then all of a sudden, something happens, and they get offended, and now they don't hear the word anymore because they're offended. See, they quit listening to the word. And actually, you see, those kind of people think they're grounded, but they're not grounded in the word. If you're really grounded in the word, nothing will offend you. And you'll walk over the top of it. And you'll keep on walking. And you say, well, Lord, bless them. Just like Jesus said to those that were crucifying them, he said, Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing. Sometimes people say things and they don't even realize what they're saying. And we could take offense of it. And when this happens, then it causes us to not be able to endure. It causes us to give up and to begin to stumble around, and then the next thing you know, we're plumb out of the blessings of God. You there? Or are you just listening? You know, trouble, persecution are one of the ways that Satan brings to try to get you offended. Persecution will come. And you'll say, well, I thought I was in the will of God. I guess God's forgot me. That's an offended person. Come on, let's get it where it is. That's somebody that's got offended at God. Because God didn't do what exactly the way they thought it was going to happen. If you're going to follow the plan of God for your life, you're going to find persecution because the enemy of God is the devil, and he's going to do everything he can to discourage you from serving and following the plan of God for your life. He's going to send, he will send people across your path to try to get you offended. If you play into his hands, guess what? Your blessing stops right there. You watch people that get offended, their blessings stop. You watch a person. See, a man by the name of David, God called him a man after his own heart. And the reason why is because David was quick to repent and quick to forgive. That's the two attributes of David's life. He was quick to repent and quick to forgive. Now somebody said, well, I'll forgive him because I got to, but I'll never forget it. You didn't forgive. You just mouthing words to try to soothe your own conscience. When you forgive somebody for something that they did wrong to you or somebody else, then you forget about it. And when you see that person, you don't even think about it. Come on now. Now, you see, many times Satan comes at you through events, persons, and personalities, and he is coming at you to get you out of the will of God so that your life cannot be blessed. Because what did God say in the Word? He says, I want to bless you. Am I right or wrong? He said, I want to bless you. Now, if you will study the Word of God, you will find out that there are things that you do that take yourself out from underneath the blessing. You know? If you're going to take a shower, you got to get under the water where it's coming out. I mean, you can get out of the water, the shower head's going and you're standing over here and you're trying to take a shower, it's not going to work. Right? Well, you see, that's the same way. You take yourself out and you move out just a little bit, the blessing's here, you out of the blessing. See, offense, different things will take you out of the blessings of God.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, and the rest of the Hagin family by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. We're offering Kenneth E. Hagin's 3-CD set entitled Jesus is Coming Again. Next is Pastor Kenneth Hagin's book entitled The Table That Speaks. Last but not least is Lynette Hagin's book, Hey God, Why Is It Taking So Long? All these items are for the special price of only $40. To order, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. That's 1-888-324-8499. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org. Rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Right now, let's join Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.
Well, Living Faith Conference is coming up 2 weeks away, April the 12th through the 14th. We're going to be at Relate Church, Pastors Chuck and Tamara Ford. You can go to rhema.org/LFC and find out all the information about it.
Then we move over to River Oaks, Texas, April 15th through the 17th, the Center Church, Pastors Perfetto and Lisa Escobel. And you, like she said, you can go to rhema.org,
yes,
LFC, and find out all about all of our conferences, where they're at. But I want to invite people in that Dallas-Fort Worth area.
Yes.
I want you to come out to that. We have a lot of friends because we're from that Dallas area.
Yes.
We're from that area. And plus, we have a lot of ministry friends there.
Yes.
And I want to invite all of you, come out and be with us. Come out and see us, okay?
Tomorrow on Rhema for Today, we'll continue Kenneth Hagin's life-changing teaching. That's next time on Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.